You guys, we did it. We are at episode 50. Can you believe it? I don't know that when I started this podcast in October 2021, that it would still be here. I don't know. I don't know if I thought that I was going to be overwhelmed by the whole process. I didn't know what I thought this was going to be, but we are at episode 50. And we are going to just recap 5 episodes that made you guys laugh, made you guys think, and really kept you guys coming back. So let's think of this as a thank you love note to y'all for sticking with me, for rocking with me. And maybe if you haven't heard one of these 5, you'll go back and you'll take a listen. And even take a listen to the other ones if you haven't heard them already. So let's get the celebration started. Hey guys, my name is Kim Sanders, and welcome to You Are Worth the Work, a podcast that reminds busy moms that following your dreams ain't all rainbows and roses, but you are worth the work that it takes to thrive in this life. After you listen, please rate and review the episode. Also, if you want to connect with me, I'll have that info for you in the show notes. Let's get started. So I wasn't sure how I wanted to start this episode. And when I was thinking about episode 50, I was talking to my editor and, you know, I was trying to figure out kind of what I was going to do. And the idea popped in my head to do kind of a recap of maybe 5 or 6 episodes. I ended up deciding on just 5 because I'd be here all day. I would love to recap all 49. That would be kind of fun. But also, since episode 50 is happening at the end of the year, and usually this is the time when people reflect and you think back on what went well and what needs improvement and how we can get better, I figured this is a really appropriate way for episode 50. To really make this happen. So I wasn't sure if I was going to go by like episode number or how many plays and things like that, because the wrapped thing, the replays of the year did come out, but I just decided to maybe jump around a bit. But I do want to start at the beginning. I want to start with episode 3, and it is one of my earliest episodes. It is an interview with my friend Pam, who works in health and human services. She's a mom, she's a girl mom. And we talked about, you know, we recapped how we met. I've known her for more than 20 years at this point. We talked about friendship. We talked about, you know, mom squad, mom friends, being a Black professional woman and having that support that you need, and how I saved her from a snake. So take a listen and then I'll come back. Perfect employee, you have to put your dreams on the back burner. You have to put your health on the back burner. You put everything last so that you can make sure everything goes first. But that's not you. That's not the authentic you. That's not who you want to be. And that's not who we want our children to see.
Right. And as a Black woman, I was never explicitly taught self-care. Right?
True.
So my mom never sat me down and was like, Pam, it's so important that you take care of you first. And so all I saw was her taking care of everyone else.
True.
And so because of that, I then modeled that, or she rather modeled that, and I ended up just replicating that behavior. Mm-hmm. And so now, in this time where we're talking about mental health, we're talking about self-care, and we're given permission to not be okay, I'm going to go ahead and take that card.
That was so good, right? I know you enjoyed it because Pam is fun. She's really getting together and hanging out with Pam is always a good time. So I was so thankful. And we recorded that, I believe, in 2021. So I had actually flown out to California to take care of some family business. And I just knew, and my podcast was relatively new, and I just knew that I had to get Pam on it. At the time, we were doing some other work together. for one of her Mommy Nation projects. And I just knew I had to get her on the podcast. And she was actually my first interview. And I was so very thankful to have her on there because she gives a perspective that is similar yet different, right? We are both moms, both Black women, both professionals, but she just comes from a different perspective and she gives a different perspective because she's, you know, we're not the same person. And that's the beauty of having friends that are a little different than you, is that their experiences, their life experiences, their work experiences all bring something different to the table, which is why in our conversation, we talked about how important it is to have mom friends and how to find those mom friends, right? Because you can't find them sitting in the house. I mean, you can, but then at some point you have to get out and you got to people. That was a really fun conversation. One of my first. And the newness of kind of my podcast, it felt so good. And once I realized that I could do interviews like that, where I can just talk to my friends, and because they're doing amazing things, that I won't say that this has been easy, but it feels good to be able to do that. You know, I didn't have to go out and hunt down guests for my podcast. I have dope people all around me, and all I got to do is ask and they say yes. And that's the cool part about it. And I'll tell you, there are a couple more interviews in these 5 episodes that we're going to talk about today, but we will get to them later. The next episode is for all my sports moms, dance moms, cheer moms, moms who have children in extracurricular activities that require you to be at that location and not at your house. Yes, it is episode 38, which was all about sports moms uniting and really giving some game to moms who may not know how to get through tournament season or competition season and really best prepare your student athlete for those tournaments. So when I recorded this one, it was the last tournament of the season. It was ended up being the state tournament, and I was absolutely ready. Like I said, I want to gift my fellow sports dance cheer moms with help for the next season or for the next sport. So take a listen. Those groups, that squad, they understand that because their kid has gone through the same thing, whether it's you being a pseudo mentor to somebody that's just started in the game, to somebody who has a kid who is going off to college and maybe even gone on to the pros, but still wants to be that hand up, you know, that help, that mentor of sorts. It's important to have a squad. It's important to have a squad to vent to. It's a squad. And you're not just always going to talk about the particular sports, right? They will become the people that you lean on in real life, because I don't believe we do any of this stuff in a vacuum. I believe that sports, fitness, nutrition, accountability, all of that stuff is weaved into your life. It's woven into your life. Okay, so that took you back, right? That if you listen to that episode, and what I love about podcasting is that I can open my laptop, pull out my microphone, and really give you guys a glimpse into my life in real time. So, you know, like I said, as I was recording that, we were in the thick of the last tournament of the season, which was the most important one, which was the state tournament. And I was thinking back on how nobody really gave me those tips. It was something that I kind of had to learn through trial and error, and having that squad and having those ways to prepare myself and prepare the kids and prepare my husband, who may not be focused on those sorts of things, like making sure everybody has their uniform, right? Because he was coaching, he may not be focused on that, but that's something that I take on so that he can focus on that. And the kids are focused on being, you know, children. But in showing them how I prepare, they are able to learn and do when they get older. So I cannot stress having the support and having a squad. Cannot stress that enough, just because as you are going through something that is very specific, right? Being a sports mom is very specific, being, and you can drill that down to particular sport, cheer, dance, things like that. You can obviously cater that to whatever your child is into. But having that support around you that understands what you're going through and understands how you're feeling when you just want to scream in your car, it means everything. It's so valuable. It's so valuable to have people around you, as well as it's valuable to have people with an outside perspective. But when you're in the thick of it, you just kind of need somebody that can identify with what you're doing and say, yep, girl, I know. You need somebody kind of above you that's been through it to say, yep, I've been through it and this is what I did. And you need somebody coming up so that you can then pass that wisdom on to. So I love that episode because it's timeless. No matter when you play that episode, no matter what season you play that episode, it is on time. And I have to remind myself to make sure that I prep, that I have a squad, and that I just relax and let it go, because I can't do everything. You can do what you can, right? You do the best you can to prepare. Just know that something's going to go wrong, like your kid forgetting his socks, right? So the next one is, it is one of my favorites just because the women that I bring onto this podcast are doers. They're not just about talk. They are about that action. And Tanya McKenzie is for sure about that action. And if you listened to episodes 29 and 30, you know that she's an LA County commissioner. She is a mom of four, including a set of twins. I've known her longer than I have not known her. And we talked about, in episode 29, we talked about how she has been able to make it happen and quote unquote have it all, the career, the kids, taking time for herself. And she talks about, you know, the things that she had to think about in order to figure out how to have this thriving family. Take a listen.
So early parenthood showed me that, okay, this can work. You don't have to do one or the other. You don't have to parent or work. So then it becomes finding the right situation. As children get older, for me, I knew I wanted them to understand independence and have a level of responsibility. So having a work situation for myself that still had them interacting socially with other kids, making sure that, okay, well, I'm not going to be there after school. You're going to this after school care program, but they also have homework time. And then when we get home, if there's something you need from me, I got you, right? Mm-hmm. It all matter. It all depends on, again, what kind of people, what are the qualities of the little people that you are trying to, nurture as a parent?
Chills, you guys, chills. Every time, chills and laughs. Every time I listen to that clip, I get chills just because I know I was around during that time in her life. And I remember being in awe of how it looked effortless. And this was before I had kids, right? So I knew that it wasn't effortless, but she just made it look so effortless. And I just knew that I wanted to parent in that way. I wanted to have a career. I wanted my kids to be not self-sufficient, but I wanted to raise them to do the things on their own and with me, because to be honest, I wanted them to be able to leave the nest and be okay. And yes, make mistakes along the way, but know how to be resilient. And I feel like the conversation with Tanya is for any mom or any soon to be mom that knows that they want to do better and be better. than maybe how they were taught and raised, but just don't know how and just don't have that support. And so allow her through this podcast to be your support and really just to cheer you on and just show you the way. And she's human like everybody else, right? But I just love the conversation that we had in episodes 29 and 30. So take a listen at those again. Don't just listen to the clip. Go back and listen to those whole episodes. It'll change your life for the better. So the next one that I've got is episode 23. And I actually recorded episode 23 Black Friday last year. And it was a good one. It was all about consistency. I do talk a lot about consistency. It was called Don't Stop on the Freeway because I felt like we needed to discuss the start and stop. And for some reason, car analogies were in my head that day. And so that's what y'all got. So I hope you enjoy it. Take a listen. I'll have 9-to-5s. When you're new and you're trying to get your routine down, you ask the questions, you ask people around you, you have a coach, you have an on-the-job instructor, an on-the-job trainer whose sole job is to get you from point A to point B and help you establish a way of doing things so that you can be fully successful. I want you to understand that you have to be that and do that in your real life, okay? You have to continue to be consistent, and that does not mean that you start out the gate doing expert level work. Every expert starts as a beginner. And so that's what I'm saying earlier, how when you get on the freeway, you have to go slow and you'll eventually build up to there, right? So don't be afraid and don't feel bad about showing yourself a little grace and continuing to make mistakes as long as you learn from them. And that's also where consistency builds comes in. Don't stop on the freeway, right? That was car analogy day. Maybe it was because when I recorded it, some of y'all were in these streets doing your Black Friday shopping. And it was fun. That was a fun episode just because I do talk a lot about consistency, and somehow I find different ways to talk about consistency and habit building, which tells me I'm right where I'm supposed to be, right? If you can find like 17 different ways to talk about a certain topic, then that is your topic. And that is my topic. So I really enjoy that because it creeps into life so much on many different ways, from your day job to even actually getting on the freeway. So really funny story. And then I'll intro the final episode that we're going to recap in this episode 50. Whoop, whoop. Cue the mariachi bands. When my husband and I first got married, we lived in Virginia. He was still in the Navy. And when he had lived there for a few months, I was moving there. So we got married and I moved to Virginia. And I got lost. We only had one car at the time because my little beat up Acura was not making the trip from California to Virginia. I ended up selling it and we only had one car. And so the solution was for me to drop him off at work and pick him up, right? Makes sense, until I could get a car. And this was 2006, you guys, so the GPSs were expensive. And so I didn't have it. I just knew that I could remember from the last time I'd driven that one time, and I just knew that I could remember. And he said it was going to be super easy. Don't ever trust your husband when he says that. And I got lost getting back home. So I dropped him off. It was like 6 a.m. and I was getting back and I could not remember which exit to take. And I knew the exit name, but I didn't know the exit number, you know, if it was east or west, because at the time I just was not good at those sorts of directional signs. And I got lost and I went the wrong direction. I just kept driving and I was like, surely it doesn't take this long, because I remember that it doesn't take this long. I pulled over and I cried, y'all. And I stopped and I asked somebody how to get back to where I was going. And it was so simple. I had just gone the wrong direction. So the point of that story was to tell you that as time went on, I knew that route like the back of my hand. Even after I got my own car, or we got a second car rather, I knew that route like the back of my hand. I could tell it. Now, if you ask me, I don't remember now because it's been probably 15 years since we've lived there. But the point is, you have to keep going, even if you go slow. As you keep going, as you keep making that path, you know, it's like when you know how, like, I live on a corner lot. And so sometimes the kids will make a cut, you know, they'll cut through my grass sometimes to get around the corner because I live on the corner. And you can tell where the grass has worn a little bit from their bikes and their scooters and their feet. That's what you have to do if you want to get consistent in anything, is to keep going. Don't stop. No matter how slow you go, you keep going because the grass is going to wear no matter what. And you'll learn your path. You'll get to your path. So that was Don't Stop on the Freeway. I love that episode. That is probably my annual Stay Consistent episode. And this last one, you guys showed up and showed out on this one, both on the plays and the love that you showed for it. It is episode 36. It is the interview with my friend Amber Riley. She's an image consultant and stylist. And it's called If She Cuts Pears, She's a Keeper. This came in two parts as well. And part one is about how she kept self-doubt from creeping in from working her day job and, you know, getting shut down during the pandemic and just keeping the self-doubt from creeping in when she was building her business. Take a listen. I know you'll love it. You'll be blessed by it. I'll come back.
I felt like I know what I'm talking about. I know how to make someone look good in their clothes. I think that self-doubt kept creeping in. So yeah. To combat that, I would do one thing every single day. One EIN number, one call to the Secretary of State, one reach out to whatever. And then I realized I need to get my socials together. So, you know, picking a name, changing my name on social, making it more what I needed it to be, studying how to do reels, studying how to edit things, studying about, I'm still working on lighting and things of that nature. So just taking one step forward. And then all of a sudden I had a website. All of a sudden people were contacting me. All of a sudden I was cleaning out closets and people were paying me to do so. I wasn't just doing it out of the kindness of my heart. And I think those are the building blocks and the nuggets to getting where you want to be.
She killed it, right? She crushed it, right? The things that she said were so simple in that clip, yet so profound. And I believe that that two-part episode will help anybody, whether you are struggling with your own image as a mom. She does talk about that, I believe, in part two. So you're going to have to check them both out. But she does talk about doing the little thing step by step, which was very much like how I talked about Don't Stop on the Freeway, how sports moms, you have to continue to figure out what works for you during those busy seasons. Just like as a parent, if you're out here raising adults, you have to continue to be consistent in your parenting practice. And I feel like the theme is consistency always. It is doing what works for you and figuring out how to put yourself first in that so that your whole family can thrive. I loved talking to Amber. I've known her now for almost 9 years, and in part one, we do talk about how we met. It's a beautiful story. You guys really do have to listen to it. It's heartwarming. So I'm so thankful for the opportunity to get on this mic and open my laptop wherever I might be, whether it is right now at my kitchen counter or on vacation and needing to let an episode off or just having a thought or interviewing my friends. I started this podcast not knowing how far I would go, but knowing that I needed to say something. I started You Are Worth the Work because as I was saying the things in my head and reminding myself that I'm worth more, I'm worth the work that it takes to continue to thrive. I'm worth the work that it takes to be a better mom, to be a better spouse, to be a better person, just to be a better woman. I'm worth that. And I believe that you are too. And so I'm so thankful for the opportunity to take a lunch break, turn on this mic, press record, and get to talk to you guys. And the feedback that I get is amazing. It's overwhelming. It is something that I never thought that I would do in my life. Just because I just never, it never entered my thoughts until a few years ago that I could really make a difference in this way. So in the beginning, I said that this is a love letter to you guys as a thank you for these first 50 episodes. I cannot even imagine the dope things that are coming in the next 50. There will be more interviews with my friends and with people I've never met. There's an episode in the first 50 episodes where I talk to an author about self-care and the art of chilling out. It's a really good episode. And I did not have time. My editor would be so mad at me if I tried to do one of these for every single episode. But as we get to the end of the year, you know, it's a time of reflection. And I just wanted to say thank you to all of you. The ones who left reviews, the ones who left a 5-star rating, but no reviews. I still love y'all too. And I appreciate it. If you've shared it, if you thought about sharing it, if you kept it in your brain, if you took a couple notes, if this podcast has helped you even think of putting yourself first and really taking a step back, learning to say no to the things that don't serve you and learning to say yes to you, I thank you and I appreciate you. And I promise you that we will keep this going because more people need to hear that they're worth it and that it's work. I don't ever want to fool anybody into thinking that this is easy. Self-improvement is not easy. Putting yourself first is not easy. Stepping back and saying, I need to step down from this board because I'm too overwhelmed. That's not easy. Delegating to someone else is not easy. But you're worth it. And I want you to remember that every single time you listen to this podcast. The action steps that I'm asking you to take are things that I've done and I've tried, and I'm not perfect. I still slip up. There are still too many things on my plate right now, but I'm working through it and I'm working on it. And with your support and with your love and just knowing that this is a thing that I can do to release, to really just feel good, it's all that I need. So thank you guys. I appreciate you. Cheers to episode 50. And 150 more episodes to go. Thank you so much for listening to You Are Worth the Work. If you enjoy this podcast, I'd love for you to subscribe, rate, review, share, tell your friends, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.